T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And the great Booker T, he is joining us there on the guest line. 5-time. Very excited to talk to Booker T on the show. Booker T, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're happy to have you, man. We're super excited to have you on the program. Before we get to your programs, Booker, I got to get to your reaction. Obviously, huge news going into the weekend about Vince McMahon retiring from the WWE. Guy you've obviously worked for a while. What was your reaction when you got the news, and what do you think the impact's going to be on the company?
Yeah, man, I'm out floored. It's the end of an era. Vince McMahon, he's done so much for this business and so many people like myself. So I definitely felt some kind of a way about it as far as the impact that it's going to have on the business. You know, I'm sure there's going to be ripples, but I think at the end of the day, the ship is going to be, directed and on course and just prepared to shift gears more than anything. I think in a situation like this, you just got to know how to adapt, shift gears. WWE is the biggest company in the world, and we got the best talent in the world. So I think, you never know with change. Sometimes it might be a little bit better.
I'm curious of this, Booker. Like, you talk about adjustments. Did you ever think, like, when all that was going back and WCW got acquired by WWE, like, you want to have such an illustrious career and continue to with WWE, becoming a Hall of Famer. Like, were you ever nervous meeting Vince McMahon? Like, I'm one of the guys coming into the company. Like, was I going to flourish, or did you never have a doubt that you would stick around and have the career that you continued to have with WWE?
You know, one could never predict the future or anything like that. But I always knew I was talented. I always knew I could, perform. I always knew I could entertain with the highest level of talent in the world. I knew that, and that's one thing that Vince McMahon always looked for. That's something he always respected. He's a real man's man, and he respected a real man's man as well. That's why him and I got along very, very well. That's why I'm going to miss him. No intimidation factor or anything like that. And for over, 20 years, I got the privilege to work for, the boss, Vince McMahon.
So Booker T is joining us here. He's got some great programs coming out as WWE is back on A&E. Leroy was checking this out. Biographies, WWE Legends. You got WWE Rivals and WWE Smack Talk. And Leroy, which one were you watching? You were watching some of the stories back in the day. Booker T was talking about some of the classics.
I'm always the one that I saw. I saw a couple of them. I can't remember which one, but the things that go on behind the scenes are amazing as far as the relationships and how guys really got along that you thought were arch enemies and the guys that were teammates and didn't get along at all. That's some of the things that really really got to me, and I always wonder, because in football you have to play with guys that you may not like, because it's a team thing and it's all about the success of the team. And if you put that information out there, you're almost being selfish. Is there, was it hard being in WWE and understanding that we got a show to put on, even though I don't like this guy or me and this guy don't get along in real life.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like a lot of the guys that I worked with personally. I mean, we didn't go out and, you know, hang out. Right. We didn't break bread or anything like that. It just because it was, you know, it was somewhat competition. Everybody wanted to be the best. Everybody wanted to work on top, you know, and it was no love lost as far as that was concerned. But we did know we were on the same team as far as going out there and creating the best show we possibly could. And, you know, and at the end of the day, that's the only thing that really mattered. Because we didn't go home with each other. And I think it was best for the business, I think, at that time, because it made us really go out and work our behinds off. And then now, later on in life, you know, it's time to be friends. But at that time, it was time to work.
When you, like, because on WWE Rivals, like, you guys go over some of the best, like, rivalries. Like, do you have a favorite rivalry that you had, Booker T, back in the day? Like, one that you're like, man, we got over. People really bought into it. And like, do you ever have to find, like, that real heat between each other to sell it even more? Like, did you try and, like, actually have animosity towards somebody maybe to, I don't know, make the storyline feel like it was going a little bit better?
You know, I don't think so. You know, it's just like the best actors, you know, when they get the script, you know, they try to figure out how to go out there and enhance the script, you know, and make it better. And WWE, they had a whole lot of that as far as guys and rivalries and feuds for, you know, many years, or, you know, over time. Coming from WCW, we were just a wrestling company. We just wrestled. I didn't have a lot of feuds in my career. I had a lot of great matches. You know,
yeah.
I thought about the entertainment factor more so than anything. And then in WWE, and, you know, there again, I can't remember any great feuds I had, but I can remember a lot of great matches that I had, as well as the entertainment. So, but for me, to be able to talk about it, seeing it up close and personal, watching these guys do it, you know, like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, you know, wow, what a story and how real it was, and to see the politics that was played, you know, within, you know, the scheme of things, you know, like Shawn Michaels saying, you know, man, I, God knows I didn't know nothing about it. He'd do everything, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was just so real to see how those guys played their game, with me being on the other side at that time, going, wow, I wonder what would have happened if I was there at that time, you know? So it's a lot of cloak and dagger there, man.
Well, WWE's got some great Sundays going on A&E. Biography WWE Legends is at 8 o'clock on Sundays. WWE Rivals is at 10 p.m. And then WWE Smack Talk with Booker T with Peter Rosenberg and Jackie Redmond talk about the episode as well at 11 p.m. Now, Booker T, I wanted to ask you about this for a while. I'm a big UFC fan. You like, every time they come to Houston, you're, like, in it, man. You're boots on the ground. You're asking questions to Dana White. You're in the press conference. And one of my favorite moments of the year was when Israel Adesanya was at the post-fight press conference, or maybe it was leading up to the fight. I can't remember which way it was, but you ask him a question, and he has to do, like, a triple take into the audience because he's got a legend asking him questions at a press conference. When did you decide that you were going to be, like, into it that much, where you're going to be a credential media member, you're going to be asking these guys questions, and what does it mean to you when they're, like, they're, like, in awe seeing you ask them questions?
You know, I'm humble. I can say that. That's the first thing I can say. I'm humble, you know, to know that a kid like Israel Adesanya watched me, you know, growing up, and I inspired him. You know, that right there is really, really cool. But for me to be, you know, on the ground and in the press room, able to, you know, talk to these guys about their craft, which I respect these guys so much, as only few guys get a chance to walk inside the octagon and do that. Those guys are special kind of creatures, you know, and for me, I respect them so much. I remember back in the day when I was a kid and I watched Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier right there at ringside. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Frank Sinatra got a camera at ringside. You know, I said, that's who I want to be. I want to be like Frank Sinatra. And now I get a chance to, you know, be up close and personal with the, you know, boxing as well as UFC. They call me when they come to town and let me know I got a media credential and, you know, they take care of me and whatnot. So it's really, really cool to support these guys more than anything. And I'm living my best life when you see me at a boxing event or you see me.
Is he your favorite right now? Is there another favorite guy you have in UFC that you like? They're fighting, you got to watch it.
Well, I mean, I'm a you know, wrestler. You know what I mean? We're all about entertainment. We're all about show business, and I think Israel Adesanya might be the biggest showman in the UFC right now. You got to go back a long way to think about showmen in the UFC. They took that away from guys, and Israel Adesanya, he's so special. He's able to actually generate both. And the UFC say, hey, we're going to let you do this, like coming out like The Undertaker. You know what I mean? No one has done anything like that in quite some time in the UFC. So, he is special.
Booker T, we appreciate the time, man. Go check him out. He's got a great lineup coming up on A&E, WWE Biography, WWE Legends, Sundays at 8 o'clock, WWE Rivals, Sunday on A&E at 10 p.m., and then WWE Smack Talk, Booker T, breaking it all down with Peter Rosenberg and Jackie Redmond at 11 p.m. on A&E. Thanks so much for the time, Booker T. It was a thrill.
Thanks, Booker T.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.